B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Marwin Gonzalez signed by the Red Sox last week, so?
Yes.
What'd you make of that move?
Cheap player? Another what? Was he a $3 million player?
Yeah, $3 million bucks or so.
It feels like they got a lot of those guys, like another guy.
Well,
just throw him in the mix with everybody else.
Marwin Gonzalez is one of the guys who was on the Astros in 2017.
This is the one that our strange intern Tyler Milliken tweeted out his splits home and away.
We'll get to that. Bang drum. We'll get to that. We can address it.
Oh, okay.
He's 31 years old now.
Uh huh.
He's had three seasons since then. Reading from Jared Carabas, Barstool Sports.
His best hitting was when he was 22.
He hit 303 with a 907 OPS in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
In the three seasons since, Gonzalez has hit 248 with a 713 OPS in over 1,200 plate appearances. So, yeah, that was him compiling those stats. Thank you. That way I didn't have to do it, or Zoe didn't have to do it, or anybody else had to do it. Thank you for doing it for us.
Good job.
There's also those home road splits you bring up from 2017. Like, that's the proof. In 2017, at home, he was a 282 hitter, and on the road, he was 326.
Okay.
With, home run numbers being better at home, though, with 15 home runs at home and 8 on the road.
That's double.
He had more than double.
They call that double.
He had 16 doubles at home versus 8 on the road.
Huh.
So what does that tell you? He had fewer strikeouts, by the way, on the road, and a similar number of at-bats. However, thank you, geeks, for going and digging through all your statistics, because the Geek Squad, like Tyler, like Milliken has tried to tell you, it's amazing signing, blah, blah, blah. The Geek Squad.
Oh, he's all
there.
In. He's all in on everybody.
Yes, yeah. Right. Reading from, now you got to go to the obscure Geek Squad blogs that are sometimes individualized for the teams.
Yeah, our guy Tyler. Yeah.
So I go to Twins Daily. Okay. I'm digging deep on the interwebs. I'm reading Twins Daily.
You're not going to Ortiz. You're not going to Ortiz.
Charts and graphs and... The lines are going up. The lines are going down. Boil it down for me, please. They write, thanks to the information that has come to light since 2017, it seems safe to assume Gonzalez was getting help from Houston's banging scheme. By the way, he had, according to the Astros fan that tracked it, the banging, 18.9% bang rate. The highest on the team. They were banging that drum for him more than anybody. He needed it. He needed the help.
Oh, there used to be a song, Bang Bang, they played all the time.
Bang, 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 bang on the door, yeah. Baby. Right?
Bang, bang. Yeah.
That one?
Bring it back. No, it was Tom Find It.
Okay.
You bang.
You bang.
Nope, not that bang.
Since that year, after leaving Houston for Minnesota, Marwin Gonzalez has been unable to replicate his improved plate discipline. He was laying off the junk in 2017 like he had never before been able to lay off the stuff outside.
Huh.
He was able to leave the garbage out on the curb and not swing at it. And it says here, his walk rate in the two seasons prior to 2017 were just north of 10%. Then in 2017 and 2018, when they're banging that drum, just south of 10%. And now, since that point, since in 2019 alone, it immediately dropped 4 points back to 6.7%. Okay. What's happening here? The plate discipline. Thank you, nerds, for digging through all your plate discipline crap to find out that he, of course, benefited from the banging on the drums.
Bang, bang.
He was a better hitter because of the bangs, and now the Red Sox sign him. Whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-freaking-do. What's the Red Sox starting lineup right now?
I don't know.
Verdugo.
Oh, God.
Bogarts, Devers.
Mm-hmm.
Martinez.
Just curious. I'm just curious what this lineup's going to look like.
How's the bottom going to look?
How much Marwin Gonzalez is going to play?
See, when you said Red Sox, I thought you were going to go down this road. There were two tweets today that like stuck out to me. One was from Jimmy Stewart.
What do you got?
The Red Sox payroll is going to be second highest behind the Dodgers at 205.
Oh, wonderful.
Jimmy said he expects a world championship because of that. And then Tom Caron, obviously Nesson, hosts a ton of stuff there, Red Sox related. He said, by the way, Fangraphs currently projects the Red Sox tied for a wild card spot while teams' moves have been getting crushed locally.
Fangraphs is so wrong every
year. He said, while teams' moves have been getting crushed locally, some people outside of New England see significant improvement in the club.
Okay, well, that's state television.
Of course, Hook followed that up with, what are they going from, fifth to fourth? And then Tom went back and forth with Marshall on some stuff. But, yeah, I mean, what the hell do we know? What the hell do we know this season?
Hey, McCone, do you have the Red Sox record from last year handy?
I'll pull it up.
Through those 60 games they played? I have to. Now
last year sucked. I mean, we even need to look that up.
They're 24 and 36 and 16 games out of first place. Fangraphs had him at 30 and 30 and 7 games back.
And somebody projected them to have, 87 wins this year?
Who did that?
What was that? Oh, God. I texted it to you guys the other night.
Oh, okay.
So get a chuckle, this one. They're pushing 90.
Nope. Now you're going to make me do this to go back and check on the spot Fangraphs Zips projections before the year?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. That's
where I thought you were heading with the Red Sox.
No, let's do the last full season, too. Yeah. We can play this game. In 2019, the Red Sox had 84 wins. Fangraphs had them at 94 wins.
Whoops.
So, kiss my ass with your, they're getting credit everywhere else because they're good. They're not. Stop that. Oh, nationally, the Fangraph guys.
That sport you get.
Well, they were notoriously wrong on the Red Sox all the time. What are we doing?
Sport you get, that's the one sport you get when you pay. You actually pay for it.
So, what's the Fangraphs number again? Give this to me one more time, Zoe, for this year.
I didn't have the exact number.
How many wins? 87?
I had them tied for a wild card.
Okay, how many wins? You don't know? Does it say? I can look that one up, too.
Well, it's got to be around 87, 88.
We'll get that. I'll get that.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just subtract 10 wins, and you get the number. Just do that.
Oh, below 500.
Yeah, just take whatever number they give and subtract 10.
Knock, knock, knocking on 500's door. Is that the new theme around here in Boston? Knock, knock.
Is that accurate? Their payroll is going to be that high? Are we sure of that?
Jimmy Stewart had. Right?
I think it was 205.
Yeah, 205.
And they're going to be second in the majors in payroll.
Behind the Dodgers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You forget about the sale. You forget about Evaldi's contract.
Here it is right here. It's SportTrack had it. Current estimated MLB tax payrolls with a $210 million threshold. Dodgers, number one at 256. Number two, Red Sox, 205. Behind them, the New York Yankees at 200. Followed by the Phillies at 198, Astros 197.
I thought they were resetting the luxury tax last year.
That way.
I didn't think they had to stay under the 210 again this year. No, you're right. That's where they're at.
Yeah, to get rid of Benintendi with cash and, yep, do all that stuff. This is without Mookie Betts.
God.
No Price, no Betts.
You know what else is interesting about this team? Despite that high payroll that they currently have,
yeah,
they don't have very many players that are signed up beyond this season and next. They don't. They have no long-term deals on the books. They've got Bogarts,
right,
who can opt out.
What if that guy walks in and says, get me out of here?
He can opt out in 2 years, and Sale could, but he won't. So you've got Sale and Bogarts are the two guys locked up long-term on the roster. That's it. Everything else is...
Well, you know what? And if you're not good, that's good. You're not tied to the player, though, too.
10 guys next year.
But isn't that like how... Isn't it just a sign of how screwed up they are? Second highest payroll in baseball,
like we're caught in the middle. Like, we got a new guy running it. Dombrowski was here, and we're trying to fix things and still be good and content. You kind of caught in the middle right now.
I'm really glad they There's a lot of Andrew Benintendi. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. Really happy about that. It's really good.
That's a new theme around here in Boston. Knock, knock, knocking on 500's door.
I don't think any... See, I think people... I think the interest level... I don't know how you guys feel. I feel the interest level is up just a tick. Now, I know McCone hates them.
Yep.
But I feel like people are paying a little bit more attention to them now than we were a year ago.
Well, you should. I mean, you got Cora back, and it's new. And last year sucked so bad that you're looking to a new start. As bad as the Patriots season, we're looking forward to the offseason. Yeah? I have, Phil.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. One more thing quickly. David Ortiz shredding the way the game of baseball is played right now. Story in the Globe quoting Ortiz. He does not like Pete Abraham tracked down David Ortiz. He writes, David Ortiz loves baseball, but he's grown to dislike the way the game is being played now. Quote, to me, it's messed up. The game has changed a lot. Coaches only want kids to hit home runs, and that's all they practice because they want to get paid. We used to want to develop great hitters. Now it's all strikeouts with some home runs, and it's straight up bleeping boring.
That's why they changed the ball.
If you could bet in Vegas that the next hitter was going to strike out, you'd take it every time. He says, quote, I'd strike out 100 times a few times in my career, and I was upset. Now everybody does it. I see kids now taking BP, and all they work on is running into a home run. Everybody's swinging out of their ass. It's not good for the game. If there's a runner on first, you want to use that and hit the ball to the right field, to the right side. Then the runner has an opportunity to go to third and score, or even score on a wild pitch. That's how I was taught to play. We used to be criticized for taking big swings in certain situations. Now it's all they want every time. It's hard to watch for me. David Ortiz, Red Sox legend, all-time great, saying this game right now is garbage.
Good times.
The game sucks, and you're ruining the game. I think it means something coming from someone like him, because he could hit the big home runs, obviously.
Yeah.
But that wasn't all he was. 617-779-0985. Couple more segments before we get to today's takeaways. Later in the hour, we'll get to your calls coming up. And also a story out of Tampa over the weekend that I know Zoe wants to hit on.
I can't wait to get to this.
We'll get to that in just a little bit. Your calls now.
Dolak and Bertrand.
The only way you're not coming with us is if we call the police. You have to go.
Scott Dolak, Mark Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I just put a smile on Zoe's face.
Oh. I love Super Bowl parties.
I just sent Zoe the video of him as one of the few people dancing in front of the stage with Gucci Mane on stage.
Gucci Mane. Yep.
Gucci Mane.
Yeah. Yep. You loved it, McCone.
You know what I think, else I came across? The video of Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, really? Prior to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can send you that one, McCone, if you want to.
I'm in on that.
Save that for later. Maybe use that as one of your live tracks on your new show on the country stage.
That's right.
Right? Something new. Jared says almost $31 million in salary this year is Price, Pedroia, and Benintendi for the Red Sox.
Hmm.
If you're wondering how they got to this point.
Not my problem.
Josh in Webster has been hanging on for a bit. He had something related to Fenway. What's up, Josh?
Hey, two things real quick. One, Zoe, that song you were talking about, I think it's by AJR. It's called, like, Bang or something. But to my other point, I saw this video before Carabas actually tweeted it out. It's a video of these urban explorers, and they claim that they were able to just walk right onto Fenway Park. So I was trying to get it to you guys before he tweeted it out, but I thought it was interesting. Obviously funny that they were able to just claim to walk right out onto the field at night. So
yeah, there's a,
I believe it. Like there's some hidden door or some cut through or.
So there's a TikTok video.
Hard to believe there's no motion detectors in that place though. Even as old as it is, you know, just upgrade your security.
I mean, so Carabas' headline is, I want these Fenway Park trespassers thrown in federal prison for life.
Why? I'd say I want to play flag football with him at night.
I don't know. Do these guys claim to break into the ballpark? Is that their claim?
Probably.
I don't know. I see the video that Jared. They didn't
I'll
do
ask
anything.
My wife and kids. They're on TikTok.
Like, they didn't damage anything. They're just out there. They went onto the field.
Yeah.
As far as I don't know the full story.
Yeah.
I don't. So they got into Fenway Park. You think they're the first people to do it? Did they damage any property? Did they steal anything? You know, I don't know. That's what I'd be sort of curious to know.
Hit a couple dingus? I don't know.
Hit a couple dingus out there?
They bring a bag of balls with them and a bat?
Lars in North Attleboro. Lars.
Hey, Beetle. Thanks for taking my call. Congrats on the weight loss.
Thank you.
So toss him a couple of those Fineman t-shirts for us, will you?
Sure.
Boys, here's my football deal. Aaron Rodgers is pretty ticked off out there in Green Bay. You bring him here for 3-4 years at 100, 125 mil. Get him a couple of receivers. Certainly a defense is good with Hightower and Chung coming back. You know, you get a better team around him, and that way there for all the grassy knoll guys that say that it's all about Bill. Bill gets to play Tom in the championship game. See where that goes.
Better go get some receivers and a tight end for that guy. He gets really cranky.
He's cranky now. Wait till he finds out he's going to be a Patriot.
Yeah, when he comes here and throws the Matt Lacoste.
Well, he's coming back. Yeah. He's coming back, so I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah.
Know
that lineman, A.J. Crane or Tate Tourge.
Yeah. Frank in Boston. Frank.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Frank?
So, Bertrand, you guys do a great job talking about sports in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's track for us.
There it is. Put it in the promo.
Do you guys remember that?
We're sports talk show hosts.
Is that you? Is that you who did that?
Yes. But I call in all the time, but I can't get through because I'm like working. I can't sit on the phone and wait. But anyway,
My point is this.
I'm nervous that, you know, that piece of Belichick, that pouty piece of him that makes him have those, like, those, the way that he is in the calls with the media, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And also the piece of him that wouldn't put Butler in the Philly.
The stubbornness
Super Bowl.
Is what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm concerned he's going to do, like, that pouty thing, and he's going to sabotage the Patriots.
Yeah, he's got too much time.
He's only sabotaging himself.
It's more of he doesn't admit when he's wrong, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think he's going to. This guy put so much damn time into it, and he's workaholic. You're not going to sabotage something that you invest that much in. So,
Nate in Middleborough with a Bruins thought. They're playing well. What do you got, Nate?
All right, guys. Two things, real quick. I want to touch on the Pats quarterback situation.
Okay,
what do
you
think
all
about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
I'd take and it then, if they couldn't land someone bigger, I would be okay with that.
I think they're going for Tua, man. Why not get Fitzpatrick 2 or 3 years, bridge him over something else? But the Bruins take their Tuukka Rask, man. He's not performing. What do you think? Would you re-sign him?
Not yet. Not until he plays well for the remainder of the season. No,
you can't send me stuff during the show.
Zoe just lost it.
Zoe in Amsterdam. He's so stupid. Oh my god!
It's a guy. I'm gonna send it to McCohen so McCohen knows.
I just retweeted.
Okay, Zoe just retweeted.
Holy.
It's a video.
You want a good laugh today?
A guy on ice skates on a not totally frozen pond.
Did you not see the water over
And he falls through the ice. And I just knew that Zoe would enjoy it. And I sent it to him, and now he's... Tuukka Rask, would you re-sign Tuukka Rask? Zoe?
Yeah, why not?
Right now?
Yeah.
God, no. Make him earn it. Off season. We can talk to you in the off season. Play great. Let's see how far you go in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can bring it in the playoffs.
It's been really good.
And stay with the team this time.
Yeah.
And then if that happens, we can entertain it. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's not bad. The person who predicted the 87-win season for the Red Sox, though, was none other than Tyler. He had it at 87 and 75. Thank you, frequent emailer Neil Collins, for
which means take away 20.
Yeah, which means yeah,
so if we can say go to Fangraphs,
you take away 10. Wins. Tyler, you take away 20.
There's 77 win team, 75 to 77 wins. Do we have a Vegas over under on them right now?
No, Tyler said 87.
He did, and I'm taking away 10.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get the MLB win totals for Vegas. And maybe we make a wager on this, though.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. They're giving me the last years. I need the current ones.
Oh, my God.
MLB win totals. Someone, if you have that, send it our way. What MLB win totals for this coming season? What it is for the Red Sox.
You've never done that before. Like, send that right to where
I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't have sent you that. I knew you'd enjoy that.
I thought it was something pertinent. Like, you text me in segment.
It was just there, and I just sent it to you. McCone, what do you make of it?
It's electric. It's electric.
Is that your only word you use?
Do you think it might make the newscast in Providence at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, we need
that'd be too
story.
Entertaining. McCone's got to report on some dead cat in a tree.
What's your schedule this week, McCone? When can we see you on TV down there in the...
Tonight at 11.
Tonight at 11.
What do you guys, live out in front of Al Forno's nice. Tonight? What do you, water club?
Don't you think you could maybe involve that yes, ice skating
absolutely.
Story?
We could do a follow-up. What happened to him?
You ever do anything like wild and crazy, like going Dave and Buster's down there at the Providence Mall and like walk around, like say, look at the new sporting events, sporting games?
I'm trying to think of the last like live show. I think the dunk was the last time I ever went live before COVID.
Are you serious?
What was it? What was
PC basketball game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. So I got onto one betting site here in the building.
What do you got?
Action Network has them at 80.5.
Oh, that's appropriate.
Under 500 team.
That's a knock very appropriate
500 store.
Fangraphs, Tyler / Fangraphs. I have no idea what the Fangraphs actual projection is.
Tyler's all in, like # dirty water, # MLB, # Red Sox.
He likes hashtags, huh?
# win it all. Yeah, he's like Tanguay. Whenever Tanguay's plays, like he was wearing, like at CSNNE.
Tanguay's been listening today. I want to thank him for that.
WEI.
He's doing a great
What does that even mean?
You could have left that
what
part
does
out.
That even mean?
You could have left that part out. Thanks, Tanguay. Thank you.
What does it even mean?
Thank you, Gary.
Tanguay's thought of the day. At it.
I want Joe to tag at 98.5 the sports every time you tweet now. Can you do that?
No, I don't. I'm not doing that.
Why not?
Because it drives me nuts when people do that. It's like show poll. I won't do a show poll.
You're you know, you can do an occasional show.
You know what we are going to do next?
What?
We're going to talk about this lady that's so offended.
Oh, we are. This was a great story out of Tampa Bay over the weekend.
Karen's losing sleep.
Is her name actually Karen?
No, it's Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Lorraine Gross.
Lorraine's got a problem. She's seeking an apology from Tom Brady for his behavior during the parade that took place on the boats in Tampa the other day.
She's losing sleep. She hasn't slept.
She's seeking an apology from TB12. You'll hear it from her in her own words next.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometime together.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985, the phone number. Lorraine Gross.
I call it Lorraine Gross.
Gross. It's like Al Groh, but with an S on the end.
Yeah, I would assume it's Gross.
Well, from like ABC.
Gross, like a fungus.
Here's the news from ABC Action News in Tampa, is where we get this story from. She is the daughter of the silversmith who created the first Lombardi trophy. Let's get to the report.
Good for you. A lot of hard work. A lot of hours go into it. It just really upset me that this trophy was disgraced and disrespected by being thrown as if it was a real football. I didn't sleep for the past two nights because of this. I was that upset. Because I know the passion that goes into this trophy and how my dad and all his fellow silversmiths are so proud to make this. I personally would like an apology, not just to me and my family and the other silversmiths, but to the fans.
I wasn't sure this was real.
It's the same thing. And I've been waiting every minute on Twitter for Brady to respond. Hey, get working on number 8 for me. How about that? Start working on number 8 for me. An apology from Tom Brady. She's more offended by this than Gronkowski using it as a bat when it got dented. How pathetic.
How strange.
Stay awake then. Don't sleep.
Now, no one in her family made the current trophy.
No, her father was, I guess, involved in the first one ever made.
Yeah, 55 years
ago. If you read in detail, people.
I don't know. When did they start making the trophy the way it currently is?
I think 47 years ago.
Okay.
So I think 47. You hand make the dents in it and the seams. They're hammered in by hand. It's a trophy.
Yeah, 1966.
You ever watch what they do with the Stanley Cup? You watch Travis Kelce drink a beer off it last year and have a napkin under his chin and use it as a luge?
Gronkowski once used it as a baseball bat. And Stanley Cup, as you said, Zoe, has
had many urban legends with that thing.
Yeah.
What's been done to it.
Yeah. This woman can't be serious, right? She's deranged in ways that are not...
I'd say Lorraine's got some issues.
I think she's got some issues.
What do you think?
Hasn't slept in 2 days.
This is not a rational person.
No. This is what's scary.
That's not rational thinking.
There's crazy people out there, man. Some people are nuts.
You know what the great thing about those silversmiths, what it is about them? Tiffany makes the trophy.
If somebody moves on, then the next one makes it. If the one prior doesn't make it,
they can keep making the same thing over and over again. Yeah. There's nothing unique about the Lombardi Trophy each year other than what's engraved on it.
Do you see what GM?
That's it. They're all the same. Same thing. Piece of metal.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
You see what the GM Jason Light's reply was on his Twitter handle?
No.
It was a picture of the admiral or the captain like lighting up Francis from Spies Like Us?
No, yeah, lighting up Francis is from
Stripes?
Yeah, Stripes.
Stripes.
Bill Murray and Stripes.
I always get those two confused. I don't know why. Yeah, it's lighting up Francis. He goes lighting up Francis. Classic.
Yeah. No, that's from Stripes.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Just the pain and the torment. And all these, you know, silversmiths and her family.
Sergeant Hulka. Right? Yeah.
Sergeant Hulka. Yes, sir, Sergeant Hulka.
Lighten up, Francis.
Greatest movie. You probably didn't even see it, T-Bone, have you?
No.
You freaking weirdo.
What was it?
Stripes.
Never even heard of it.
You've heard of it.
No. We just made you, like, our guy.
You haven't heard when Zoe's called me Ox before?
No.
For getting a haircut a little too short? The way I'd like him, very short. Very short. All right. Well.
I will say one thing, though, about
this
trophy
thing. What are you going to say? What are you going to say, T-Bone? We haven't heard from you all damn day.
I think
this guy Ben.
Your girlfriend's by name is Karen.
Brady's so brand conscious these days, I don't put it past him to apologize.
Bull crap. No way.
Brand conscious? He was just blackout on a boat.
Which only helped the brand.
100%.
Right. Yeah. So what are you talking about? Beers and sunshine is what he was doing.
No, you don't
That's
apologize.
That's the type of thing you're into.
No.
He apologized to Tyrann Mathieu. He made it so public that he apologized to him.
Well, that was different. Like, that was on full display on TV.
I've seen other
Brady
videos.
Apology tour.
I've seen other videos of Brady, by the way, from around the time he was, right after he was being held up and walking, he was not
that
hammered.
Were those sea legs, Beetle?
Really?
He was not that drunk. He was obviously intoxicated, but he was not.
Yeah, it wasn't like falling
down. He was not falling down drunk. He was like happy he had one too many beers drunk. Like, he was not to the degree that he needed to be held.
Like, hugging everybody.
Yes.
High fives all around.
Yes, he was not falling down drunk. There's other video right after they had walked through that area where he's still talking to people, and he's not shattered to the degree that he would need help being held up.
I think it's staged.
I just think that someone grabbed him and...
When you have handlers like that, they're going to be extra careful with you.
Wasn't it Blaine Gabbert, though?
Yeah. It was Blaine Gabbert, dressed up as T-Tone.
I think Gabbert was like, let's get through this area so you don't stop and start hugging and talking to everybody.
Every single person.
And then it made it look like he was holding him up because he was so hammered.
Yeah.
When in fact, he's like, no, Tom. It's like grabbing your buddy like, no, we got to go.
Get out of here.
We got to go. And he's like, but I got to talk to my, you know what I mean? It's one of those deals.
Yeah.
It was more of a, please, Tom, can we just get through this area and not stop and talk to these people? We got places to go. We got boats to ride.
Yeah. What would happen if the trophy fell in the water, though?
How long would Lorraine stay away? 80 feet of water.
Could you imagine Lorraine's? Could you imagine the other pain?
I can tell you what would happen. You know what would happen?
What?
The police department or fire department, whoever, would have sent a diver over, and they would have went and gotten it later that day.
That would have been a great story, though.
80 feet down. You know, how many divers do you think they have on the Tampa Bay fire and rescue team there?
How many players would have dove off?
With the surplus of water, they've got a few that are qualified for the job.
Do you know what the depth of that water was at that point?
80 feet. It just said
80 feet? Yeah. Chris Sims said that,
80 feet. That's nothing. They'd
or
go
else
down
they just engrave a new one and just give it to them the next day.
Or they just call Tiffany's and order another one.
Yeah. Oh, Lorraine.
No, they'd go get it.
Definitely.
They'd go down and get it.
Yeah.
Players would have jumped off the boat. Guaranteed.
I don't know how heavy that thing is.
Then you got props spinning all around. Like, in terms of that could have been dangerous.
Not heavy. Heavy's not the word. How buoyant is it?
That's a good question, too.
Because, like, is the air inside? It's not solid.
I don't think
Fred Kirsch, right? Kirsch asked the question.
I'm not heavy. I know how heavy it is. I'm talking about buoyancy. It might have a little float to it.
Fred Kirsch.
Like, enough to suspend
the details of how it's made. The ball's made differently, and so is the staff. The fact that it is hollow. It is definitely hollow. It's not solid.
Right. It would give it
so many battleships full.
It would give you a fighting chance to get it before it sank.
Before it's gone.
The problem is all the boats were moving, and it would have fallen between the two boats, and who the hell is jumping off?
That's a tough situation. Yeah.
Extremely tough, McComb. Very tough situation.
That could have been bad.
You ever swim with props spinning around your head?
No.
No, I try to avoid
that. Yeah, that's that. I'd avoid that.
Even Beers and Sunshine guy doesn't do that.
That's how the manatees all get nicked up. Like, you know, it's no wake zones. People, like, drunk boaters go flying through and cut up the back of the manatee.
Speaking from a position of knowledge there, has you ever done that?
We're getting flooded with the cheesesteak things. Was not the original place that we thought. Carl's. It's Carl's Steak and Cheese in Waltham.
Well,
that's a big one. And I actually looked it up on Phantom Gourmet. Supposed to be the best sandwich.
Oh, we've got this.
We got to get in touch with Carl's.
Danny on Twitter says, stop saying 80 feet. It was actually 12 to 15. The nautical maps show that Sims is an idiot.
Jesus.
So I guess it was 15 feet, which means someone definitely would have been going down to get it, and they wouldn't have needed to call the divers. Who can get down to the bottom of the 15-foot pool? Zo, how deep's your pool?
Very deep. 11.
11.
Just jump right in. I'll be down half a second.
Zo could go to the 11-foot. Could you go 4 more feet to find the trophy?
I'm sure.
And have enough time to reach around with a mask?
Trophy number 7?
It's dark down there. Bring a flashlight.
Absolutely. Trophy number 7. I'd be down there in a hop, skip, and a jump. Let's go get that sucker. I don't know. I want Lorraine to go be able to sleep at night. What do you think Lorraine's doing today?
Lorraine in New Hampshire?
No, not her.
Or Lorraine Gross.
Lorraine Gross.
I don't know.
She cleared her conscience. She probably is sleeping finally.
You think she knows she's getting dragged the way she is on Twitter?
No.
You know what? I give Lorraine credit because this takes some balls to put it out there because you know you're going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
When you put it out. And then to do the video. Like, I'll do a sit-down video. Sure, come on in.
How do you find her?
They can't miss her. I mean,
the news. How do they find her? Oh, you know who we should talk to?
Well, she probably called everybody.
Yeah, she probably called the station. She was all mad.
That's a great point, T-Bone. She called the station to let them know how upset she was.
Yeah.
She's probably standing outside town hall, yeah.
I have advocated for, maybe you could pass this on to your people in Providence, Tim, Marshall Hook to put a Twitter account together just...
No.
What? What are you saying no to?
Oh, I thought you were going to say send Hook down. I was going to say send Steve Cooper down to talk.
No. A Twitter account just to post the ridiculous phone calls that TV stations get.
It's crazy.
Tim, you know it. The people
in TV, Hook crazy.
The people in TV news talk about it. Hook will send out a tweet every now and again about it. But people in TV news say you would not believe the phone calls we get.
I think Hook only
absurd.
Puts a lot of regulars, too. A lot of regulars.
But I would like a Twitter account that just describes what it is that just happened. So, like, whoever's at the news desk answering the phone, they then have to go to the Twitter account. Caller states X, Y, and Z, almost like a police log.
Yeah, just log all the calls. Yeah, like that.
You know when the police log the phone calls?
Oh, it's like the 911 Brookline.
Yeah, sort
of. Brookline 911.
But just a description of what it is. That you don't have to record them. That would be illegal. I'm just saying a description of what it is the caller states.
Usually Hook responds on Twitter when the death threats come in, I think.
Call received at 149. Caller states the following. Right? And then you just sort of state what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
1:49 p.m. Caller. Mrs. Gross explains that her father was the original silversmith of the Lombardi Trophy, and she is outraged.
It's like Josie Grossi.
And is unable to sleep for days because of the awful actions of Tom Brady, demanding an apology. Just that tweet by itself, before we even got the story, would be wild.
Lighten up, Francis. That's the all-timer. Tweet of the day.
Oh. That's all.
McCollum, what did you tweet? Something in context?
Trophy gate in context. The Bucks are going to have to release one. Yeah. Clear up this controversy.
So, yeah, welcome to 2021, huh? Like I said, it takes some guts. It takes guts for her to do what she did.
It does.
So I'm very affected. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, my. All right. We ready for takeaways?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
A gift.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And a gift.
We need to break news every day.
And a gift.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, who's now helped over 13,000 clients control their weight. You can check it out at awaken180weightloss.com, so you can start controlling your own weight by clicking the Learn More button and create your own success story right there.
Okay. All right. We've got this caller today that really set off a firestorm of emails, tweets, calls, etc. I don't even know why it was on the board, Scaramuzzino. I don't even know why this guy was there. Daniel in Weymouth. Daniel.
Hey, Zoe, sup?
Sup?
Peter, hey. How you doing?
Hi, Dan.
I just had to, off of the corner kind of question. I want to talk restaurants. What like, are your favorite restaurants in like Mattapan or Dorchester, Jamaica Plain? I got a couple off the top of my head.
Personally, I like Lambert's. I like walking into Lambert's and you know, grabbing food to go. They got that nice hot bar, greatest salad bar. We got to get past COVID to get that salad bar up and running again.
You haven't been to like Doyle's and stuff like that?
Beetle probably knows JP more than me. Beetle, you know any good restaurants?
You want in like a specific area? Is that what you're asking for?
Wendy's?
I got Wendy's on my list. I got Doyle's and JP's.
There's a McDonald's.
No, Doyle's is closed, I believe.
McDonald's on a... Doyle's is closed across from McDonald's.
Gone and stuff.
What am I thinking of? What
is it? Doyle's across from McDonald's on Morrissey?
No.
What is that place on the corner I'm thinking of?
What was I just wondering? What was the what was the point of all that? I'm so confused by all of it.
Well, yesterday was Valentine's Day. You don't know where maybe somebody would have taken a sweetie out to eat.
You were thinking of Lucy's, is what you were thinking of, and on the other corner there is the Erie.
Gotcha.
And Windy City used to be across the street, but they moved. They're down near us now. That's where they are. I think the Chinese restaurant is still in there.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
We had another good caller.
We did? You sure? You're two today? Marty is in Randolph today. Marty.
Hello?
Hey, Marty. Hello?
Marcus Mariota. What is this, 2015?
Good call. What do you do with that?
Did you say 45 minutes on hold?
46 minutes. 46 minutes with that. What am I supposed to do with that?
He can't tell you. I was waiting for the bathtub again. Made in the bathtub. Thought it was coming. You know you did too.
I didn't think that.
We haven't had that in a while. I'm kind of disappointed.
I didn't think it. Yeah. Nope. Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Yay. Anything else we need to do? Yeah, that it?
Well, it's nice of McCone to come in.
What do we got coming up on Felger Maz? What kind of crew we get in today? Full crew?
Supposedly it's Felger.
Felger, Murray, McCarthy.
Was that Murray on this morning?
Jim Murray, not Joe Murray.
Oh.
Jim Murray. Oh, Jim Murray is on Felger and Matt.
Right. Oh, there's okay. Two Murrays.
Okay. That makes sense.
So stupid.
That's good. All right, so we'll do this again tomorrow.
Hardy, all right, guys.
He will be done observing the holiday.
I'm going to watch that video again. You said that guy in Amsterdam.
Do it with the sound up. Sound up. Hear the ice cracking.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. Now they got to pull them out through the ice. It's great.
All right,
hey,
guys.
Hey, McCone, thanks for being here today.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
See you guys tomorrow. Who's on phones tomorrow, T-Bone? Who do we got on the phones tomorrow?
Majori.
Majori.
The need of time.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.